Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf Shir Spansol Unishpas and Yaakov Sholem and Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Pei. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Beis, brings that Rav Yechezkel taught Rami, his son, a quote from the Mishnah. And then Rav Yehuda, his other son, told his father, Rav Yechezkel, that he has a mistake in how he's saying the Lashon of the Mishnah. He says, don't say it like this, say it a different way. So the Gemara goes on into Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, brings that Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, don't tell your father this way. Because when a person sees his father doing something wrong, even in Aveiro, should not tell him you did Avalta Divrei Torah. But you should tell him, Abba Kach Tiv B'Torah. So Rashi explains, the Gemara understood that the word Kach Tiv B'Torah is said as a question. Instead of telling the father you're doing something wrong, just say, is that what's written in the Torah? So the Gemara asks him that, but that's the same thing. You're basically telling your father you did something wrong. Says the Gemara, you have to say Mikro Kosu B'Torah Kach. I mean, just tell him the Pasuk, this is what it says in the Pasuk, without saying anything that the father did wrong. The father on his own will understand that he did something wrong. The Rambam learns the Mahalach of the Gemara a little bit differently. Because the Rambam says that when a person sees his father doing something wrong, he should not tell him, Avad al Divrei Torah, but he should tell him, Kosu B'Torah Kach V'Kach, Ki Ilu Shoyel Mimenu V'Loi Kim Aziroi. Meaning, this mashra from the Rambam learns differently than Rashi. Rashi says, he just says what it says in the Torah, and then the father will understand on his own. According to the Rambam, he brings him a question. What's the din in this case? And he may, the father will understand. And the mashmos of the Rambam is just to say, this is what's written in the Torah, it's also a problem. He has to bring it as a question. What is the halacha? These two understandings of the Rashi and the Rambam in our Gemara is an afkamin of how to learn a Yerushalmi. Anyone who learns the Yerushalmi, Daf Yomi, just saw this in the past week. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perek Tzvav, Halacha Gimel, the Tzadik Hei in the Oiz Vahadar edition, says, according to our Girsa of Shirin Ben Yochai, he would see his mother speaking Sichas Chulin on Shabbos a lot. Omalah ima shubtahi. He said, Mommy, today is Shabbos. Now, according to Rashi, and using this Girsa of the Yerushalmi, you'll see in a moment there's another Girsa. This is fine, because our Gemara says that all a person says to his father says, this is what's written in the Torah. Also here, Shimon Bar Yochai told his mother, today's Shabbos. He didn't tell you not allowed to talk on Shabbos. He says, today's Shabbos. Mimila on her own, she'll understand not to talk. But according to the Rambam, it needs to be more of a question. It doesn't sound that Shimon Bar Yochai asked a question to his mother. So the Chor, according to the Rambam, this Yerushalmi doesn't fit so much with our Gemara. Now to add to this more, as Rav Uven Margolius tells us, the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Kuf Yud, he has a different girsa in the Yerushalmi. According to his girsa, first of all, he doesn't say Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he says Rabbi Shmuel. And instead of saying that he just said his Shabbos Hayom, it's a much stronger lashon. Omer lo imi shtoiki, demili asuri. He said an order, be silent, mother, because you're not allowed to talk sichas chulin on Shabbos. And this girsa is the girsa that we have in Zoyar, in Bereishis, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. There the girsa is Rabbi Shimon again. And it says, that's what Rav Shimon did when he saw his mother talking on Shabbos. Be quiet, you're not allowed to speak so much on Shabbos, it's Asur. Now this Lashon doesn't work even according to Rashi, because here he's telling her clearly in order to stop talking on Shabbos. So how do we understand how this fits with our Gemara? The Gemara says the person should not tell his father or his mother that they're doing something wrong. So Rav Uven Margolius sends us to the Sefer of Arachaim called Rishon Letzion. Part of it is on Yerideo. And there in Siman Reish Shvem and Hilchos Kibud Avim, the Arachaim says that when do we say that a person cannot tell his father he's doing something wrong? If what he did was already done. It's already finished. Or, says the Arachaim, another thing. Or, by saying in a nice way, that will stop the father or the mother from doing something wrong. But if the way he's speaking does not help to stop the father and mother do something wrong, so then this is the Lashon of the Rechaim. Then a son needs to stop the father from doing something wrong in any way possible. So the Rechaim is saying a big chiddush to understand our sugya. A person needs to act with respect to his parents. In a way that if he could speak in a nicer way to his parents, he should do that. But if the only way to prevent the parent from doing an Aveiro is only by speaking in a harsher way, so then he has to speak in a harsher way. And the reason is, as the Rechaim goes on to say a little later there, because they ain't covered neged kvod yisburach. Right? This makes sense. The only reason you have to mechabe the av, because who kash kvod nechod amakim? We know that kibud aveim leads to kovod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it comes to be as a contradiction to kovod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we don't say that. So Reuven Margolius is saying, this is the answer to the Gemara in Yerushalmi. Or according to the Girsa, at least that the Sefer Hasidim brings, and the Girsa we have in the Zohar. Shimon bar Yochai, when he saw his mother speaking, the only way to stop her was to give the speaker in a harsher way. And that's why there was allowed, and that's the difference between there and our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.